Hi, everyone. I'm Jennifer Vine, President and CEO of the Education Foundation of Sarasota County and your host for Education Conversations, where we share innovative thoughts, research, and ideas on education today to help prepare students to thrive. Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Education Conversations, where we're going to examine self-worth in education. And if you have been following us, then you know that we often focus on the value of relationships in terms of a student's success. And so today I'm super excited because we have a special guest with us today, and that is S. Swihart. And I have to say, in just a couple of weeks, I will be honored to call her Dr. Swihart, because she has been working very studiously on her research, where she has discovered that the deepest core of the relationships is a direct connection to a student's engagement in education, their motivation to learn, and that is really grounded in the student's self-worth. So we're going to learn a whole lot from her today, and I'm excited to hear about it. I want to tell you that I had the honor of meeting S several years ago when she became one of Sarasota County's Teachers of the Year. And then right after that, my daughter had her as a teacher. So I saw her not only at that 40,000 foot level of why she's such a great teacher, but I saw it as a parent myself. And so that was quite an experience. And she has then come back and served on the Education Foundation board. She's been on steering committees, and it is just her expertise and innovative ideas that has really helped to lead us to new levels. And I'm just so, she's just near and dear to my heart. I wanted you to know also that she is currently, as I mentioned just a minute ago, a doctoral candidate at Johns Hopkins University. Her dissertation examines the relationship between student self-worth and learning, and she's going to be graduating in just a little bit. And so let me be the first one, S, to congratulate you on this accomplishment. I know it is a huge undertaking, so congratulations and welcome to Education Conversations.
Thank you so much.
You're a humble girl. All right, so I already kind of outlined what an impressive career you had, and you certainly, as I know you are, you're humble in spirit, and yet your expertise is just, it flourishes throughout the community. Oh, I failed to mention, by the way, you are now the chair, right? The English department chair at the Out of Door Academy. Is that right?
I just moved into the role of Dean of Academics of the upper school.
She just keeps going up and up. Hopefully one day we'll have her back in the public school world, because I have to say, it's great that she's been able to toggle both. And students, no matter where they are in their educational experience, will always benefit from her expertise. So you've had an impressive career. I mean, clearly we have seen that. And so I want to understand that you actually didn't even mean to become a teacher. That was not your first career path. So can you kind of illuminate that for us?
Yeah, sure. I was an English and acting major at the University of Florida for my undergrad, and I graduated and I had a terrible job and was just trying to get out of Gainesville. And I thought, you know, oh, I'll just teach for a while, which is really the beginning of an examination I've had of sort of our own cultural beliefs that we have around teachers, which is just that, you know, those who can do and those who can't teach. But within 2 weeks of being in the classroom, not only was I more challenged than I'd ever been in my entire life with any task, because it's probably the most complex work I've ever done, I was just in love and hooked. There was no turning back. That was, for me, a place where I found flow, when we talk about that idea of flow, where I was just sort of deeply engaged and intuiting at a high level.
What was so remarkable for you when you entered into that space, not even realizing that you'd walk out a changed person yourself? So what kind of cemented that?
Well, the kids, first of all. I think it was just the energy around young people. They're so open and curious still. Mm. So there's something about that energy that they bring that is, it's still forming. And people want to learn, and kids want to learn. So that in and of itself was incredibly engaging. But I also think that there was something about teaching is just, it requires a number of higher order thinking skills that are happening simultaneously. You're sort of managing a number of stakeholders that are really not interested in being there at that point in high school. You're trying to get them on board. You're getting them to buy in. You're having to differentiate what you're doing quickly you're having to reassess, reevaluate. And I got to talk about the impact that stories have on our lives and how we can use it as a tool to look at the world, which is, I mean, what a great gig.
Well, what a special gift. Also, not a great gig, but just a special gift. And it's interesting to me, too, that I think probably it seems as though great teachers not only teach, but they're also learning with the students as well and have an appreciation for and of students. Would you say that's
100% accurate? That's actually, and I hadn't thought about it or framed it that way, but that's teaching is a job that you're never finished. So if you are someone who does like learning, you could teach the same class an hour after one another and be learning completely different things in that second hour because it's forever changing and you are forever growing. So that is another. And you can only continue to develop your expertise. There's so many areas of competencies that have to be developed as a teacher.
Yeah, for sure. Gosh, well, so we know how important the teacher-student relationships can be. And I know you've had great teachers along your own path. So what are a couple of those teachers that, you know, ring a bell for you in terms of also just solidifying the value that the relationships have between student and teacher?
The first one that comes to mind is Mr. Weinmiller, who, I don't know, Sarasota County listeners might know because I know he had a long career in Sarasota County. I moved here in third grade to Brentwood Elementary, and he was my first teacher. And for, you know, I was 8 years old. For an 8 year old moving across the country, I came from Oregon, desperately sad to leave, you know, my friends and the teacher I had there. And so he was this incredibly kind, caring, authentic human who had this way of meeting all of us right where we were. We were sort of a motley crew of kids in that class. And he just made us a community. And I remember one time I told him that Matilda by Roald Dahl was my favorite book. So his response was to read that to the class. And that was really the first time an adult had not just taken something I'd said and been interested, but said, I value your ideas so much, I'm going to take it out into the world. That was the impact that had on me.
Wow.
And it was an incredible gift. And so he stuck out. And I know I use much of what he did in my own practice. Hmm. And then I went to Fielding Academy for middle school, which is not around anymore. But it was a little college preparatory school, I think where Prue Academy is now.
Okay.
And I had a teacher, a history teacher, Mr. Alexander, who was also the headmaster. And he is one of the first teachers who really said, you know, you've got some chops. And he really made me feel like I could go further academically. And then after the first year, my family had some financial hardship. I was going to have to leave. And he worked hard, and he came to my mom and he said, we really want her here. We're just going to give her a full scholarship.
Wow.
We don't want her to go. So, and you know, somebody's taking that time to say, we're going to do what we can, helped change the course of my life. I mean, those are pivotal moments.
Well, advocating for the value of who you were and how you showed up in the classroom actually had intangible value. So that's really remarkable. That's wonderful. So it led you kind of circuitously and probably not even consciously all the way, but now that you have gone into your doctoral studies, focusing on self-worth, looking back, these moments in your life really become even more profound and pronounced. So I'm wondering if you can help kind of articulate for us and the listeners, how did those types of relationships influence your interest in studying, learning, and the connection to relationships?
Absolutely. So, and you hit it on the head there. I think one of the things that I was given, and it was unconscious at the time because children don't know that they would never be metacognitively aware enough to name what it is necessarily, especially when they're younger. But having the adult in the room who, as a child, you give such importance and value to what they think and say, having that person reflect back, you are of value, and the noticing, to notice this is what you're interested in or this is what you offer to the table and I see you, to be seen, mm-hmm. is life-changing. We know from research that's human connection, the ability to attach and have a sense of belonging. All of that's not only attached to learning. We know that you can't separate emotion and cognition, and that belongingness is a huge driver of being able to be present and learn. But we also just know that that's what we need as human beings, is to feel that sense of appreciation or value. And so those things, I think, are what moved sort of unconsciously, as you said, into mm-hmm. my practice. I know I was sharing before we started with you that I was recently at a conference for the Center of Transformative Teaching and Learning. And one of the things that they said at this conference, excuse me, was that teachers typically have great instincts, that we come in with great instincts, but what you need to do is really have instincts that are backed by research. And so much of what's on the forefront right now in terms of educational research is what we're learning from neuroscience, which is, it is the cutting, and this is stuff that we didn't know 30 years ago even necessarily. So what studying the brain is telling us about learning, and we know fundamentally that stress impacts memory. Memory is a huge influence on anything that we need to do, right? Part of the goal of learning is to take what's in working memory, which can only be very limited, and to push it into long-term memory. We know that high amounts of stress, while some stress is important and necessary, too much stress deeply impacts our working memory and our ability to have that process. Just that's one thing that you can say. There's so much other information that we know about what emotions and what stress does to the learning process. And fundamental to what can be controlled in a learning environment is what a teacher can manage for a student in terms of their connection to that student, their ability to help notice what's going on for a student, their ability to help manage stress. And we can't control what kids are coming in with from their home life, from their social life, sometimes even the larger school environment, but we can deal with what's in the room. And that ability and that particular level of impact is so important. And while we talk a lot about the importance of teachers, I don't think we spend enough time going into the weeds of what they are doing in the room and why that is so incredibly important.
You mentioned that they're instinctual, and yet I would imagine they're also learned competencies, because your doctoral program had to unveil some things to you and revealed ways in which you can be even a more effective teacher. And so did you have any aha moments of something that you particularly wanted to kind of own and focus and develop even better? Is there any nugget that you can perhaps share back to any teacher that may be listening and be like, oh, what can I do to take that you learned that can help me make forge better connections?
Absolutely. I feel like there are so many aha moments in terms of forming better connections specifically. And I think that was always sort of my focus. So there was a lot of more, it solidified a lot of what it gave me language to discuss things that I was already sort of trying to champion. But sometimes you get the eye roll and you're like, oh, that's soft. And it's like, well, it's not soft. I would say one of the best explanations, though, that I could give teachers is that you want to find that sweet spot of high expectations and high safety. And we know that when we have high expectations and low safety, we get anxiety. And we also know that we have a huge amount of anxiety with our kids right now. And anxiety has been around forever, but we know that there are other factors in our culture and in the lives of our students that are leading to high levels of anxiety. So being really intentional with making sure that, again, it's not about low expectations. We know that when you drop those expectations and you have high safety, you tend to get apathy. So here you really want to say, yes, I'm going to push you because I know you can do it, but I'm going to push you in an environment that's incredibly safe for you to take risks and to fail, and to know that that's not going to be a value reflection on you. It's going to be a value reflection on your ability to take a chance and grow, and you'll be supported in that.
That is excellent. Thank you for bringing language to that, because I think that's where many teachers sit there. Again, knowing kind of what they need to know, but to be able to articulate it and make it more practical and pragmatic in its delivery, I think that's outstanding. So safety and high expectations, that's a great takeaway. So bring us towards now something that you really came to us for, this incredible project that is to exemplify the power of these connections and the relationships between students and teachers. And that's kind of introducing this special exhibit that the Education Foundation is honored to help give you lift behind at the Sarasota Art Museum. So can you share with our listeners what you've been working on for this past year that's getting ready to unveil?
Yes, and I'm so excited and so grateful. My doctoral research, you know, after doing a literature review and running a qualitative study with students, one of the key factors that came up when looking at student engagement and student self-worth was the role of teacher and the impact that teachers have on, so teacher-student relationship was really focused. So my thinking was, well, how do I take this into bring it out to the public so it's not just buried in sort of an academic chapter, mm-hmm. but make it tangible and visceral for the community. And I was looking through, I was doing some reorganization at one point, and I was moving, you know, this box of letters and drawings and, you know, items that students have given over the years that I keep in my closet. And I've always sort of, you know, said one day when I pass, this is the tangible result of the work that I've done with my life. This is what I would want my daughter to read through so she could sort of know me fully. And I know that most teachers that I know have a box like this or a file folder somewhere. Some even say that when they have a really bad day, that's what they take out to just keep on going. And that sort of was the aha moment where I thought, why, you know, I think about this when I'm gone, when I'm dead, then people can read this. And not that I want people to read my box, but I thought, I want to read all those other letters that kids have given their teachers. And I want the community to be able to see that. And so having had the opportunity to work with the Education Foundation for 5 years, I know what stewards and champions this foundation is of teachers and their impact, really unlike any other. And so we talked and then it kind of took off from there. So we have been collecting these artifacts from teachers across the county, letters, pictures. Gosh, we have a sweater that one of the Riverview
interesting things
yeah,
for sure.
came in. I mean, just what students, the work and the time that students have put in to show their teachers how much they care about them and the impact that they've had on their lives. It's humbling to see. And it's a joyful, beautiful celebration of our community's educators and the work that they do every day with our kids and have done. Some of them, you know, have these storied careers. And so that's sort of the genesis of the project and its opening. So then we partnered with Sarasota Art Museum, who loves teachers and has championed teachers as well. And we are going to unveil on August 9th in their community gallery space. And it'll be up through mid-January. There'll be this wonderful ability for the community to come in and read the words that students have written to their teachers and see the pictures and the drawings and the many items and their creative ways of expressing their love and gratitude for the impact that these many educators have had on their lives.
Well, I just think that the genesis of your idea holds such merit, and it was not an easy task for sure. It was a heavy lift for you, and so I just want to, you know, again, behind the scenes, you're gonna, you know, when the exhibit opens, it's going to be beautiful. There's going to be lots of things for us to peruse and be curious about and be elevated and inspired by. But it took a lot of work. So, S, kudos to you for really taking your vision and your idea and bringing it to life. I think what's so neat is you began in this podcast talking about, you know, the teacher in third grade that really stuck out to you because he valued you. And yet now we're going to have an opportunity to hear from so many teachers where they have made an impact. I just think that's really special. And I guess maybe to the community, what would you say to them as they make plans to come visit? You know, what do you hope that they will gain, learn, or discover?
I hope that it generates some reflection on to spend some time, not just in passing, but really examining and thinking about what it is that teachers do every day and what their impact is on our community. You know, I know anyone who's a parent, my daughter is going into sixth grade next year, and I know there are certain teachers along the way that, you know, I wouldn't have given a winning lottery ticket up, or I would have given that up if for that teacher to be in her life. That's how important and impactful those individuals were at those moments. And one of the things that we're going to have there are these story gathering boxes that were taken, inspired from Mary Beth Edelson, who is a famous artist, and she had these story gathering boxes at various exhibits, and ours will be focused on asking the community to contribute their own stories about a teacher who made a significant impact. So I hope also in the sharing of our collective stories, we come to understand that this is a community piece that is essential to not just the development of our children, but how we thrive as a community as a whole. and to really uplift the teaching profession and celebrate all those teachers that really work hard every day in a way that is nodded at, but not always, doesn't always feel as valued as it could be.
That's outstanding. And do you remember what the name of this exhibit is called?
Oh, we've changed it a couple of times.
It's like teachers are our heroes, heroes. Society's heroes.
Society's heroes.
Yeah, I think that's really neat. And so if someone wanted to learn more, where would you direct them?
I would direct them to the Education Foundation's website.
Okay.
There's there will also be a online exhibit as well that will be we'll be adding pieces so people can view this online and hopefully continuing to grow so we can continue to celebrate teachers as time goes on.
That's awesome. So if you are a teacher, if you're a public school teacher in Sarasota County, just know that August 9th, you should or should be receiving an invitation. We certainly want you to come and celebrate at a sneak peek preview as this exhibit gets ready to open. And for the community, just know that this is a community exhibit. So this is in the free space that the Sarasota Art Museum has for all of the community to be able to come and visit. They truly have been outstanding partners. And so I would encourage anyone between August 9th and January 15th to come and pay view and submit your own experiences and fond memories of teachers that have made an impact in your life. As one final question, do you see this exhibit going anywhere else? Do you see another iteration of this? Do you see stories coming out of this? I mean, gosh.
I would love to see it grow legs and go all over and have teachers celebrated nationally. I know, I think about the StoryCorps project, where there's that collection of stories that started, the StoryCorps folks started with one little booth in a subway in New York City. And now, you know, there's an app and everybody can submit. It's in the Library of Congress. So I'm going to dream big. And I want to say,
I love it.
I think all of the celebrating and the stories of teacher impact, let's get it to the Library of Congress.
There you go. I like that. I like your big thinking. Well, to our viewers, again, we just really hope that you will come and visit this. We're going to continue to do our part with partners like SY Heart to make sure that teachers across Sarasota County are always elevated and valued to the degree that they provide such an incredible contribution to changing students' lives and lifting up our community as a whole. So, S, thank you so much for joining me today. I always love to hear about all you're doing and where you're going and the accomplishments that you're making. And you truly have just kept your humble spirit, but just authentic love for students at the center of everything you do. And I just deeply respect and admire you. Congratulations, by the way, on receiving your doctoral degree. Dr. S. Swihart, coming soon.
Coming soon. Not quite yet, but soon.
Well, we're within weeks. And to our listeners, if you want to learn more about the Education Foundation, its website, its resources, you can visit our website at www.edfoundationsrq.org. So everyone, thank you so much for listening and be sure to tune in to other episodes of Education Conversations. For now, this is Jennifer Vine, signing off for the Education Foundation of Sarasota County.